Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap Review is for Pigment from Copper Frog Games.
Pigment is a light game for 1 to 3 players, ages 10 plus, and it takes about 15 minutes to play. Maybe 20 minutes with 3 players.
Yeah. So the goal of Pigment is to become a master painter. You're sending apprentices out to either collect or trade out pigment cubes in red, yellow, and blue. And then you spend those pigments in the right combination to paint Renaissance masterpieces.
Mm-hmm. And the art is, I mean, it's actual Renaissance
artwork. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So the art on the cards themselves is fantastic. And so the way the game works is you are sending out your little apprentices and they're going to these different, I guess they would be like job sites. They don't even really have names, but they say things like gather a yellow, gather a red cube.
It's the bazaar. It's stalls in the bazaar. There are 5 stalls if there's 2 players or 6 stalls if there's 3 players.
Sometimes these stalls are a little bit different. They might be collect 2 yellow or 2 red. The blue are the more rare ones, so you're never going to be able to collect 2 of those. Or every once in a while, there will be a stall that says trade a blue for a red and 2 yellow or some things like
this. Or trade two of any color and receive a blue.
Right. So it's a very basic worker placement game with a little bit of engine building. And the engine building comes in because when you get all of the pigments to create a painting and you place an apprentice on a painting and claim it, that painting has a spot that only you can access until you get another painting and cover it up.
Yeah. So every painting that you paint gives you some kind of special power. Sometimes that's an extra place so you don't have to fight it out in the bazaar. Sometimes that's an ability like your next painting will cost 1 less cube.
Right. Sometimes it's things like if your opponent does X, then you receive Y.
Yeah.
So this is essentially how the game is played. And depending on the player count, it is a race to paint a certain number of paintings.
Yeah, it's a race to paint 6 paintings in the 2 or 3 player game. There's also a solo mode where you're playing against a sort of an AI, and it's a race for who can get to 5 paintings first.
Right.
Side note, the solo mode is incredibly difficult because the AI automatically receives 3 random cubes every round.
That's right.
Most of the time, you will only manage to get 2 cubes in a round.
So every turn, the last stall in the bazaar will roll off and a new one will come off the top of the deck. And that's how there's a little bit of variety in the places that you can place your workers. And so you can mix up how these pigment cubes are acquired.
Unfortunately, the stalls rolling off leads to a little bit too much randomness. It's hard to plan your turns out far enough in advance to really get something that feels like an engine going.
Right. So let's talk about the game. So the theme of the game is really interesting.
Yeah.
I like the idea of collecting the pigments. It reminds me a little bit of Bob Ross, The Art of Chill. Although
a little bit.
Although it's a little bit more aristocratic in feel.
And also slimmed down.
And also slimmed
down.
Very
simple.
I think there's a really nice point for this game where you're really teaching a kid who's just starting to piece together some of these worker placement and maybe a little bit of that engine building mechanic, but it's very basic.
Yeah, it would be a good introduction to those things, but I would actually say it's a better introduction for adults than for kids.
Okay.
Because something that we found in playing it is that every time we play 2 or 3 players, it feels like it comes right down to the wire, except it's telegraphed a couple turns ahead who's going to get that last painting and win.
Right. So
that's very frustrating for
kids. It is a race to 6 paintings for 2 or 3 players, and you can tell because there's no hidden information. You're not hiding your pigment cubes. You have a pretty good sense of who's ahead. They're not usually ahead by much, but they're ahead by a turn or two's worth of pigment acquisition.
Cubes. Yeah.
And pretty much everybody knows what's going to happen.
Yep.
There are probably 2 or 3 decisions in the game that are really, really key to someone's ability to win.
And they'll usually come very early in the game.
And that's it.
And
once that happens, then the game is pretty much laid out and you really do see that end coming, and it's
unsatisfying.
You're almost playing the lame duck if you know you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Right? So it is a little bit unsatisfying in that way. So we like the theme. The art is great. I will say that some of the meeple design is really, really difficult.
So the meeple design is super cute. The meeples are little painter meeples with wearing...
They're mini meeples. They're tiny.
Yeah, they're tiny. And they're all wearing an apron and a hat, like a beret. And because everything else in the game is dealing with red, yellow, and blue pigments, the meeples are some combination of black, white, and gray.
And it's very difficult to determine which meeples, which especially since they're tiny, and because there's three players worth of meeples, and each player has two meeples, it's just, you really have to take a hard look at them sometimes to figure out which one is which, especially since the front and the back of the meeples are not the same.
I really wish the meeples were just a solid color. As cute as they are, it'd be a lot easier to tell which was which, even if those solid colors were white, gray, and black.
Right. So ultimately, with Pigment, I think we wanted to like it more than we do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of really nice elements there, but when they come together, it does just leave you a little bit unsatisfied.
Yes. So not a bad game.
But not a great game.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, in fact. So we're going to give Pigment from Copper Frog Games 2.5 stars.
And that's Pigment in a snap.